This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For years, long before North Korea's nuclear test, a small group of people in South Korea has been trying to hasten the downfall of Kim Jong-il. They're mainly North Korean defectors living in Seoul, and they run a radio station broadcasting news into North Korea for 1 hour a day. NPR's Louisa Lim visited the station and prepared this report.
북녘에 계시는 청취자 여러분 안녕하십니까?
Greetings, North Korean listeners. We will now begin Radio Free North Korea's broadcast from Seoul. And with those words, another broadcast goes on air from a windowless basement in Seoul. Just eight people work for Radio Free North Korea. Six are North Korean defectors who've made the long and dangerous trek to freedom in South Korea. Beaming shortwave broadcasts into the North was the idea of Kim Song-min, a former North Korean military propaganda writer.
We want to contribute to the downfall of the North Korean regime, not in a violent, forceful way, but by teaching North Koreans what democracy means so they will initiate change themselves.
Reporter Lee Kyung-rung, tapping away at his keyboard. That's not his real name, which he keeps secret to protect family members still in the North. He used to work as a businessman. He fled the North a couple of years ago, after a business dispute turned political. Now he spends his days explaining what freedom means, a concept unimaginable to most North Koreans.
In North Korea, people don't have the freedom to move around or live wherever they want, or even to visit people. So now I tell the story of my own life in South Korea, how I'm free to go anywhere I want, free to visit friends anytime I want.
He's writing a commentary about a massive rally North Korea held last week to celebrate the 80th anniversary of its Down with Imperialism Union. In his commentary, he accuses the regime of being a sham. The dates don't add up, he says. North Korea's deceased leader, Kim Il-sung, would only have been 14 years old when he supposedly founded the union. These subversive broadcasts pose a real risk for North Korean listeners, all the more so since they have to use illegal radios, because all official radios are set to government frequencies. But reporter Lee describes a country where state control is breaking down. He still talks to sources inside the country, using smuggled cell phones. Ideological loyalty is fast fading, he says, and corruption is rampant. And now many North Koreans are terrified the nuclear test will mean their scarce food supplies are further reduced. In the past, he believes North Koreans might have dismissed their broadcasts as South Korean propaganda, but not anymore. 10 전이라면 그럴 수도
있겠는데 지금에 와서는 10 years ago that might be the case, but after the 1994 famine when hundreds of thousands died, people knew something was wrong with the regime. They can't speak about it in public, but among friends, people now talk about Kim Jong-il's wrongdoings.
Radio Free North Korea also broadcasts commentaries by Hwang Jang-yop. The former secretary of the Workers' Party, he was the highest-ranking North Korean ever to flee. His involvement has led to threats against the station by no less than the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il. Station director Kim Song-min says it's been forced to move twice, following demonstrations and pressure from pro-Pyongyang groups.
The North Korean regime threatened to bomb the station and made lots of other threats. But the South Korean government has not done anything to protect us, its citizens, against these threats.
It's impossible to know how big the North Korean audience is, but research by a Christian organization inside North Korea found 17% of those surveyed had listened to Radio Free North Korea. For the staff, that means the risks are worth it, even though reporter Lee acknowledges his actions are endangering his family in the North.
It would be a lie to say I'm not scared. But the very fact that my family could suffer because I tell the truth means I need to do it all the more. There are risks, but somebody has to do it.
The strains of a South Korean song ring out across the airwaves, adding soft culture to the heady political mix. That pop sensibility shouldn't mask the station's ultimate deadly serious aim. The defect as a confident North Korea's nuclear test spells the beginning of the end for the crumbling state. What they don't know is how long that collapse might take. Louisa Lim, NPR News.